In case you need a refresher course, here are some points about the benefits of using compost in your garden. According to the UC Master Gardeners of Olathe County, improves soil structure tilth, lightens heavy clay soils and adds structure to sandy soils, saves water, increases the water haul, ding capacity, reducing runoff and water usage, feeds plants and soil life, adds slow release nutrients and boosts beneficial microorganisms and earthworms, balances pH, helps to buffer and balance soil pH acidity / alkalinity, reduces needs, lowers the need for commercial soil conditioners and chemical fertilizers, protects plants, encourages healthy root structure, helps control erosion, and acts as a mulch to reduce weeds and moderate soil temperature. How to use compost. UKinner recommendations as a soil amendment. Mix 1-4 inches of compost into the top 6-10 inches of soil before planting. For new beds, apply 3-4 inches of compost and turn into the soil. As top dressing / mulch, apply 1-3 inches around established plants, trees, and shrubs key, epping it away from the stems. For lawns, spread a 1/2-inch layer of compost over the lawn in the spring. When to apply? Fall is best for improving soil structure, but it can be applied in spring to prepare for planting. Materials: composting kitchen and yard waste helps prevent landfill waste and acts as a nutrient-rich fertilizer. From Beyond the Garden Basics, the no-turn, easy compost pile for the snarkies among you who answered, and compost mulch provides a place for cats to poop. Hey, get your head out of the toilet. We covered how to thwart that in a previous newsletter. But if you think composting is a lot of work, what if I told you that you can make compost using just 2 ingredients, and you don't have to turn the pile, ever? Now that I have your attention, here's what Kelly Hallenbeck and Judy McClure had to say in a recent Sacramento County Master Gardener newsletter. The average person in the U.S. consumes about 3 cups of coffee per day, with landfills receiving 75% of those spent coffee grounds. Deep in landfills, grounds are robbed of oxygen, so they cannot decompose aerobically like they do in a compost pile or worm bin. Instead, coffee grounds are subject to anaerobic decomposition that can produce large amounts of methane. Methane is a greenhouse gas contributing to global warming, 25 times more potent than carbon dioxide. Composting with coffee grounds is easy if you remember they are high in nitrogen and considered green for compost purposes. Just add a good supply of carbon-rich material, like dried leaves and shredded paper. Too much nitrogen can cause the release of ammonium gas and cause foul odors. At the same time, too little nitrogen will slow down the decomposition process. Follow your routine of food scraps and grass clippings by mixing 1-2 volumes of Brown's dry, woody materials to 1 volume of Green's moist, green materials, filters with grounds. Add water and turn the mixture to add air. Or, don't turn. Read today's podcast transcript interview further on in this newsletter or listen to it above with Master Gardener and composting expert Susan Mucky to find out the why and how. In 2022, the compost team experimented using only coffee grounds as the greens and dried leaves as the browns to see how the final product compares with traditional methods. Too many coffee grounds were added, resulting in the pile being too wet. The compost team is trying again with a bin made of a hog/chicken wire ring. The pile was demoed at the March 2026 Open Garden. During your next folk visit, stop by the compost area to check on the process. How can you help to keep coffee grounds from entering the landfill? Just think, by adding grounds to your compost, you will be reducing waste and protecting our environment, all the while having your coffee too. A 4x5 sheet of 6-inch concrete reinforcement wire CRW wrapped end-to-end forms a cylinder roughly 19 inches across and 4 feet tall, plenty of structure. E to hold a season's worth of material while letting air reach the pile from every side. Take a bag or 2 or 3 for your home garden during open garden days. Small changes add up over time. The wire ends along the seam can be secured with several zip ties through the opposing squares to lock it shut, so no special tools are needed and you can pop it open to turn the pile, if necessary. The chicken wire or 1/2 hardware cloth liner goes on the inside of the concrete reinforcement wire cylinder so it's held in place by the pile's outward pressure rather than fighting it. That fine inner layer keeps loose material from spilling through the big 6-inch openings while still letting the whole bin breathe. Inside, layers of Brown's shredded leaves and Green's coffee grounds are alternated, a 3 or 5 gallon bucket of each at a time, until the bin is full. The 2-inch perforated pipe runs straight down the center of the bin, poking a few inches above the top of the pile and reaching all the way to the ground, holes drilled in a staggered pattern along its full length to more easily water the middle of the pile with a garden hose. The holes also let oxygen drift into the middle of the heap, the spot that otherwise goes anaerobic and slows down the composting process. PVC, ABS, or even a length of corrugated drain pipe all work. Just drill 1/4-3/8 holes every couple of inches around the pipe and cap or screen the top so it doesn't fill with debris. We talk with Sacramento County Master Gardener and compost expert Susan Mucky. Farmer Fred, 000, did you know the average person in the United States consumes about 3 cups of coffee per day? Problem is, landfills are receiving about 75% of those spent coffee grounds. And those coffee grounds are buried deep into landfills, and then the grounds are robbed of oxygen so they can't decompose. And what happens then? They become anaerobic and poof, they produce large amounts of methane. Methane is a greenhouse gas contributing to global warming, 25 times more potent than carbon dioxide. Did you know you could use those coffee grounds instead of sending it to a landfill? Put it in your compost pile. In fact, you could even make a compost pile using nothing but coffee grounds and leaves. Does that actually work? It just so happens they tested that here at the Fair Oaks Horticulture Center. We're here at a workday where the Sacramento County Master Gardeners are hard at work, and we're talking with Composter Supreme Susan Mucky, Master Gardener. And Susan, you did a little experiment back in 2022 on this. Susan Mucky, 108, yes, we did. It was great. We took the tomato cages, which were pretty big tomato cages. They weren't like the little skinny ones. And then we put chicken wire around them, and we started this in November. And actually, if I were to do this again, I would probably start it as early in the fall as I could, especially as soon as I have enough leaves to fill up a tomato cage. And then the hunt begins. You can go to Starbucks or some of the other places if you don't drink coffee, and just use, I would say, 50-50 ratio of coffee grounds and leaves. And what happens is by 6 months, if it rains and if it doesn't rain, you're probably going to have to water it a little bit. But if it rains, you're going to have incredible compost, the most beautiful I have ever seen. Farmer Fred, 202, let's talk a little bit about the tomato cages you used. I think we're standing next to one of them. That was probably a prime candidate for that project. And this is made out of concrete reinforcement wire. And those sheets are usually 4x5 or thereabouts, maybe 4x6, and just formed into a circle. Sometimes they are secured by zip ties. Sometimes people will bend the prongs together to secure it. But it gets you a tomato cage, 6-inch mesh, that's about 5 feet tall and probably 2 feet wide. So that's the size you want. And then you would wrap the outside of this,